Let's turn now to a very sensitive subject, one that you might consider to be taboo, the subject of students who are at risk of substance abuse at yeshivat, no less. I refer to institutions of Jewish learning. Yes, it does happen there. It's something that people don't talk about too often. There was a conference here in Israel this week where this was discussed. I'd like to introduce to our international listening audience right now Rabbi Jeffrey Sachs, who is the founding director of ATID, which stands for the Academy for Torah Initiatives. Rabbi Sachs joins us now live on the newsline to introduce ATID to us and to tell us about the very sensitive nature of this conference. Good day, Rabbi, and thank you for being with us.
Hello, Mordechai.
Let me just tell our listeners that Rabbi Sachs joins us from, it's Jerusalem, is it?
That's correct.
Okay. First, tell us, Rabbi, quickly in the few moments that we have left, what is ATID?
ATID is primarily a training program for young educational leadership in the Orthodox community. Educational leadership means classroom people as well as lay leaders, people that will be serving in all types of capacities on school boards as philanthropists maybe, or people that in general are going to be entrusted with decision-making powers in Jewish education. So generally we run a two-year program for young professionals, people who are generally in the first 5 years of their career. But in addition, we occasionally run programs like the one we sponsored yesterday, the conference you mentioned, which are open to a broader audience of Jewish educators. And yesterday we actually had about 150 people that joined us for this conference on substance abuse in yeshivot.
Tell me, Rabbi, why a conference on students and substance abuse in yeshivot? How pervasive is this problem?
Well, it's hard to say. The experts that spoke at the program yesterday and at other programs that have been sponsored in the United States are careful not to give statistics because there are no statistics, because as you mentioned, it is a very taboo subject. However, the best statistics that are available are that upwards of 15% across the spectrum might be involved seriously in such problems, ranging from soft drugs to hard drugs, alcohol abuse, etc. So it is a problem. Unfortunately, it appears to be an increasingly serious problem. On one hand, it's taboo, but on the other hand, there's an increasing heightened awareness of the issue, and people are beginning to talk about it in an organized fashion. In the United States, for example, there was a special issue of the Jewish Observer magazine on the topic, and in reprinted issues, over 50,000 copies were sold, which is an unprecedented number. Now, although that doesn't tell us anything about who's using drugs, it does tell us something about a heightened awareness and a heightened interest in the topic.